BT's global fabric enables multi-cloud connectivity for businesses. UK-based communication services company BT has launched Network as a Service Solution global fabric to connect multiple clouds businesses have and boost productivity. MasterCard partners with WorldPay from FIS and Zip. MasterCard has partnered with WorldPay from FIS and Zip to scale additional open banking-powered solutions and to support partners with flexible and secure lending. Procurify raises $50 million MLN in Series C funding. Procurify, an all-in-one spend management solution, has raised $50 million in Series C funding to usher in the next era of AI-enhanced spend management. Rokit launches frictionless payments solution. UK-based open banking platform Rokit has launched Rokit Pay to reduce online checkout time, offer instant gross settlements, and allow payments through their banking app. I2C and Banco de Credito join forces for IO digital banking in Peru. US-based provider of digital banking and payment solutions I2C has partnered with Peru-based provider of integrated financial services Banco de Credito. Nubank applies for a banking license in Mexico. New Mexico, a Nubank subsidiary, has announced that it has applied for a banking license with the National Banking and Securities Commission, CNBV, the local regulator. Climate fintech Kluver raises €7 million for renewable energy access. Sweden-based climate fintech Kluver has closed a €7 million pre-seed investment round to leverage embedded finance to connect people to renewable energy. LP Bank, Temenos to update retail and corporate banking. Vietnam-based Lean Viet Post Joint Stock Commercial Bank, LP Bank, has selected Temenos to update its core banking platform for retail and corporate banking. MasterCard partners with Remitly. MasterCard has announced its partnership with Remitly in order to expand access to cross-border payments and remittances to the latter's US-based clients. Tipico leverages Paynarm's Moneyline platform. Malta-based sports betting and iGaming operator Tipico has selected PayNearMe's Moneyline platform to streamline its payment operations. Instant Cash launches its open API platform. Instant Cash has launched its new open API platform, ICAPI, in order to simplify the process of incorporating money transfer capabilities for its worldwide customers. Episode 6 expands its partnership with MYHSM by Udemaco. US-based enterprise-grade payment processing and ledger infrastructure provider Episode 6 has expanded its partnership with MYHSM by Udemaco. Sticky.io partners with FlexCharge. US-based Sticky.io has partnered with FlexCharge to decrease card abandonment and lost revenue due to payment failures. Fiserv, BlackHawk Network to expand walk-in bill pay capabilities. Global provider of payments and financial services technology Fiserv has partnered with branded payment technologies firm BlackHawk Network. Sift announces new reseller and technology integration partners. Sift, a digital trust and safety solution provider, has announced new reseller and integration partnerships to expand its reach and enable complete customer journey protection. Scientific partners with Prove Identity. AI and data services provider Scientific has partnered with Prove Identity to improve the digital security landscape and enhance customer experiences. Galileo expands its Galileo payment risk platform. US-based fintech company Galileo Financial Technologies has offered its Galileo payment risk platform to the entire financial services ecosystem. J.P. Morgan's Pay by Bank product goes live. J.P. Morgan and MasterCard have announced the launch of their Pay by Bank solution, giving billers the ability to allow their customers to pay bills directly from their bank account, using traditional ACH banking rails. CFPB accelerates U.S. open banking with new data rule. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, has proposed its long-awaited open banking rule in the hopes of improving competition in the U.S. banking and payments sector. Payment system cyber attack could cost the world $3.5 trillion. Insurance marketplace Lloyd's of London is warning that a major cyber attack on a systemic payment system could cost the world economy $3.5 trillion. Citi alleviates corporate spend management in partnership with Navan. Citi is rolling out a new travel and expense management system for its U.S. corporate clients in an attempt to fend off competition from a wave of cherry-picking fintech startups. Fiserv opens the door to embedded finance. Fiserv is making a move into embedded finance, making capabilities from its merchant acceptance, banking, and card-issuing businesses available to others through a set of APIs. U.S. Metaverse app Upland extends Series A funding. Upland, the Web3 Metaverse super app, announced an extension to its Series A funding, securing an additional $7 million. This recent investment further positions Upland as one of the most widely used Web3 apps, with over 3 million registered accounts on the EOS blockchain and nearly 300,000 virtual property owners, greatly outpacing its competition. The Series A extension adds EOS Network Ventures as a new investor, alongside participation from existing investors C3 Venture Capital, Animoca Brands, and Angel Investors. U.S. Treasury proposes crypto mixer crackdown to end anonymous transactions. The U.S. Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, has proposed a new rule that will increase transparency around crypto mixer transactions. Compliance in financial services is complex. How today's network teams can stay ahead of auditors? Financial services face copious regulations, trailing only insurance and manufacturing as the industry with the highest number of restrictions. Famous compliance failures may evoke memories of blockbuster penalties like those surrounding the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis, more recent recurring illegal mismanagement, or Ponzi schemes. Uno Digital Bank, Calabera Digital to integrate with GCash. Uno Digital Bank has partnered with Calabera Digital to expand and increase its user base by developing and integrating a mini-app in Philippines-based GCash. SDK. Finance integrates with Corify. SDK. Finance has announced an integration with Corify, a UK-based payment orchestration platform to streamline payment processing for customers. Token EX updates its Token EX Universal Tokenization Platform. US-based Token EX has upgraded its Token EX Universal Tokenization Platform in order to provide its customers with strategic payment processing offerings. DataZoo expands digital identity solution to North America. Australia-based fintech has DataZoo expanded to the North American market by leveraging a US patent to deliver digital identity solutions for banks and prevents identity theft. Darwinium raises US$18 million in a Series A funding round. U.S.-based digital security and fraud prevention platform Darwinium has announced the successful completion of an US$18 million funding round. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.